愿大家平安。
May peace be to all of you。
今天早上要用约书亚记第一章的一段圣经来跟大家互相学习。
This morning we would use the passage from Joshua chapter 1 as our mutual encouragement。
就是亨通与顺利之道。
Which is the way to prosperity and success。
在每一年的开始，我们都想到要怎么祝福别人。
In the beginning of each year, we would have thought about how we could bless others.
那今天早上我们在讲，就是要怎么真的让我们得到福气。
And today, this morning, we shall study how can we go about to receive blessings.
就是亨通与顺利。
To receive prosperity and success.
好，我们来看约书亚记第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
The book of Joshua, chapter 1.
第七节，第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
而这个地方神在勉励约书亚。
Over here, the Lord was encouraging Joshua.
在提到怎么能够亨通跟顺利。
He told him the key ways to receive prosperity and success.
我们常常在听一个敬畏神的人在讲人生的结论，跟一般人在讲人生的结论不太一样。
We often obtain different conclusions when we hear the conclusion, the summary of a lifetime from a person who fears the Lord and from that person who doesn't fear the Lord.
敬畏神的人在提到人生最后都是归于神。
For a person who fears the Lord, everything in life finally belongs to God.
我今天的我是因为神的恩典。
The person that I am today is due to God's grace.
让人听了会想要去亲近神。
So that everyone that comes to hear of it may come before the Lord.
那一般的人在讲人生的经验，都让人感觉到我很厉害，我很行。
However, generally, people would exalt themselves when they talk about their life experiences.
让人觉得他高人一等。
To let other people feel that they are, they distinguish themselves among the crowd.
这是最大的不同。
This is the greatest difference.
那神对约书亚的勉励，其实也是摩西对约书亚的勉励。
The encouragement from God to Joshua is the same encouragement that God gave to Moses.
这里讲这个道路亨通，凡事顺利，主要是讲什么？
Here, what does it mean when it says to make your way prosperous and to be successful?
再讲第三节。
It is talking about verse 3.
你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你的。
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
那脚踏在哪里？
Where would the sole of the foot tread upon?
就是踏在神应许给亚伯拉罕那一块流奶与蜜之地。
They were to tread upon the land in which God has promised to Abraham.
就是迦南地。
Which is the milk flowing, the land flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan.
他们能够进到迦南地。
They were able to enter the land of Canaan.
然后能够攻占迦南地。
And they would be able to conquer into the land of Canaan.
然后能够分领迦南地。
And they could divide the inheritance of the land of Canaan.
那最后在迦南地上凡事兴盛顺利。
And finally, they were able to enjoy prosperity and success in the land of Canaan.
那如果我们只看亨通顺利，我们常常都把它想作是物质上的。
And whenever we read the words to have prosperity and success, we often treat it as being materially successful.
我信耶稣以后，我是不是世界能够更成功，赚更多钱，能够更出人头地。
After I have believed in Jesus, would I be more successful, more prosperous in my career, and more distinguishable among the crowd?
所以我们要第一章讲亨通顺利，要看 神叫他做什么。
So when we studied chapter 1 over here, we would see what it is that God has given him success.
今天那一块流奶与蜜之地，就是主耶稣所带来的讯息，天国近了。
Today, that land flowing with milk and honey refers to the message of the Lord Jesus Christ that we were to repent because the kingdom of God is near.
那个天国就是神的国。
That land is the kingdom of God.
所谓亨通顺利，就是让神的国能够在我们内心实现，能够在我们的家庭实现，能够在我们的教会实现。
To prosper and succeed is to have the kingdom of God be established in our family, in our house.
还有在教会。
And in the church.
让我们能够真的享受公义、平安、喜乐的生活。
That we can enjoy a life full of righteousness, peace and joy.
所谓公义就是没有罪，一切都是对的。
To have righteousness, meaning everything in our life is right.
所谓平安，就是非常的关系很和平和睦。
To have peace, meaning we have peace, peaceful relationships.
跟神跟人很和睦。
Whether it is to God and to man.
内心平静安稳。
We are full of peace and tranquility within our hearts.
所谓喜乐，就是非常满足。
To have joy is to have full satisfaction.
那这叫做属灵的丰盛。
This is to have spiritual abundance.
那能够达到这个目标
And in order to meet this goal,
叫做亨通顺利
It is called to be prosperous and successful.
那当我们得到了这一块迦南地
As soon as we have obtained this land of Canaan,
那在信仰的前提之下，来让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐
Under the premise of our faith, we are able to be abundant in our material blessings, to be full.
在信仰的前提之下来让我们享受幸福的婚姻生活、家庭生活。
Under the premise of our faith, we're able to enjoy a happy marriage, a happy family.
所以这里讲的成功顺利是有前提的。
So there is a premise here when it says about success and prosperity.
就是要来承受那一块迦南地。
Which is to obtain that land of Canaan.
那这叫做幸福。
This is called happiness.
不只是物质的。
Not only referring to material blessings,
还包括灵性。
It includes the spiritual aspects.
好，那一个人要来享受成功跟顺利，他有两个条件。
There are two conditions in which a person can enjoy prosperity and success.
好，我们现在再回来看约书亚记第一章。
Let us return to the book of Joshua.
好，约书亚记第一章。
The book of Joshua, chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这个律法书不可以离开你的口。总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写一切的话。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
那如此，你的道路就可以亨通顺利。
For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
所以亨通顺利的前提是昼夜思想，再来谨守遵行。
So the condition to have good success and prosperity is to be able to meditate the word of God day and night and observe to do accordingly.
所以原来我们人生是有秘诀的。
So it seems that we have a key factor in our life.
如果抓住这个秘诀，其实生活是不需要忧虑的。
The moment we obtain this secret, actually we do not need to be in despair of our daily lives.
因为最后神的保证是成功顺利。
Because the guarantee that the Lord gave to us was success and prosperity.
那如果我们在年纪很轻的时候就学到这个秘诀
，Therefore, as soon as we have obtained the secret to success, when we were young,
就不需要人生花了一段很长的时间去摸索。
Then we do not need to spend a long period of time trying to grope about.
浪费了神宝贵给我们的宝贵生命。
Wasting the lifetime that God has given us.
浪费了神赐给我们宝贵的这个经历，宝贵的恩赐。
Wasting the gifts and the experiences that God has given us.
所以我们从圣经来学习怎么做，让我们能够成功顺利。
Therefore, let us learn from the Bible what we are supposed to do in order to obtain the success and prosperity.
第一个就是要昼夜思想神的律例、诫命、典章。
Firstly, we are to meditate day and night the book of the law.
我们先来看诗篇的第一篇。
Let us first turn to Psalms chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇。
The first psalm.
诗篇第一篇
Psalms 1
第二节
Verse 2 But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
第三节
Verse 3 He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
这里说喜爱神的律法，昼夜遵行，这个人便有福了。
Here it says that a person who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates upon it day and night, this person is blessed.
所以我们要得福气啊，是有一个入门的。
Therefore, there is a way, a pathway in which we need to enter in order to receive blessings.
心里要喜爱神的律法。
In our hearts, we have to delight in the law of the Lord.
那神的律法就是圣经的话。
The law of the Lord, it refers to the words of the Bible.
那接下去要昼夜思想。
Following that, we need to meditate upon it day and night.
昼就是白天啊。
The day is in the daylight.
我们清醒的时候，我们常常走在路上，在开车，我们心都在想神的话。
The moment we awaken and on the way when we are driving or walking on the street, the whole time we are meditating upon the words of God.
夜就是我们休息的时候。
In the night, referring to our restful time.
我们的心也让神的话来充满，常常在思想。
May the word of the Lord continue to fill our hearts so that we continue to meditate upon it.
那这个思想神的话就会改变我们的思想。
By meditating upon the words of God, it will change our concepts.
使我们从里面的思想做根本的改变。
That we may make an ultimate change within our minds of the concepts of life.
因为一生的果效是从心发出来的。
Because all the issues of life flows from our hearts.
那如果我们的内心的想法跟圣经一样。
If we have made our thinking in our hearts be in tune with those of the Bible,
我们外在的生活就会跟圣经一样。
Then our external life will go accordingly to what the Bible describes.
所以这个昼夜思想很重要。
Therefore, to meditate upon the words of God day and night is very important.
我们常常发现成长的过程哦，这一段时间很重要。
We often say that the process of growth is very important.
如果神的话没有先进去，
If the word of God does not enter into a person's heart,
让世界的文化先进去，
And we let the cultures of the world enter it first,
我们就常常发现这个观念已经世俗了。
Then we often think that the thinking of the mind has already been secularized.
什么叫做成功？已经跟圣经不太一样了。
What is the definition of success? It is far different from those of described in the Bible.
什么叫做有价值？这已经跟圣经不一样了。
What is the definition of value? It is so much different from that which is written in the Bible.
人生集中的追求是什么？已经跟圣经不一样。
The ultimate goal and pursuit of life is already different from that which is in the Bible.
所以我们看这个年轻的一段，用很有系统的宗教教育、家庭的宗教教育，再加上很多的讲习会、灵恩会，这非常的重要。
So we now see that there's a great importance to implant within our younger children the words of God through the RE system and several seminars that we hold in the church.
因为当神的话先进去了，塑造他有属灵的观念。
Because the moment the words of God enter into their minds, it will construct in their brains the concepts of God.
那世界就不容易影响他。
Then it is not easy for them to be swayed away from by the world.
那有的人信主是三四岁、四十岁、五十岁才来信主。
But many of us have believed in God at the ages of 30, 40, 50.
已经活了五十岁，头脑都有一套固定的观念了。
After living our lives for 50 years, we have a set form of mindset.
这个是信主的一个挑战。
This is a challenge for us to believe in the Lord.
要把这个旧的观念拔出、拆毁、毁坏。
We have to uproot the old thinking and let it not grow again.
难道圣经这个新的观念才能够建立栽植？
Only then can we implant the new thinking from the Bible.
我们的生活才会改变。
Then our lives can change.
这个观念没有改变，生活改变很难持久。
If we do not uproot and change our concepts, we cannot make great changes and continuing changes in life.
那观念一旦改变，你要把它改回去到过去的生活也很难。
Once our concepts have been changed, and in order for us to relapse into the olden ways of life, it is also very hard.
所以有时候我们看到一个人要信主过程很困难，不要放弃。
So when we see a person's process of growth in their faith, it is very difficult. Let us not give up.
因为一个信主很困难，常常是代表他是有一个有思想的人。
Because for a person to continue to struggle in their pursuit of faith, it means that they constantly are thinking about this.
如果他真的明白神的话，
If they truly come to understand the words of God,
他里面这个思想已经改变跟神的话一样。
What is within them has been changed according to the words of God.
这样的人的信仰是不容易改变的。
The faith of such a person is not easily changed.
所以要昼夜思想。
Therefore, we need to meditate on the words of God day and night.
所以我们要有一个习惯，每天要有读圣经的习惯。
With this, we need to have a habit to read the Bible every single day.
现在我们信仰生活一个最大的毁坏力量。
Today, the most destructive force to our faith.
网络。
Is the internet,
或者说这个智慧手机
or our smartphones.
当然这是一个很好的工具。
Of course, these are good devices.
但是用在好方面实在是比较少。
However, we see that they are very rarely used in the good ways.
大部分都是借这个跑到世界去。
Oftentimes, we use them to run into the world.
那如果我们能够控制它，这是好的。
It is good if we can control them.
比如说我们一天的时间里面呢。
But when we see in the hours of our days,
我们常常把它想啊，我们上网多久，用智慧手机多久
？If we analyze ourselves, how much time do we dedicate to use our smartphones and go on the internet?
那这多久的时间里面，我们有多少的时间真的是在查神的话，想神的话
？And in this amount of time that we dedicate into the internet and the smartphones, how much of them are dedicated to studying the word of God?
或者一直在脸书上，在大众传播上，在讲一些并不是很重要的事情
？Or are we roaming around in Facebook or in the other social medias talking about very unimportant matters?
所以昼夜思想是可能的。
So it is possible to be meditating the word of God day and night.
但是我们要调整我们自己对时间的运用。
However, we need to adjust our time usage.
那第一章的第三节说，如果我们头脑昼夜思想，它就要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
In verse 3 here, it says that we meditate upon the word of God day and night, we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
它的根是在溪水旁。
The roots are implanted next to the river of water.
向下扎根的。
The roots are ingrown deeply.
我们人的信仰的根是什么？
What is the root of our faith today?
就是我们心里最深处跟神的关系。
Which is our innermost relationship with God.
到底我们心的最深处我是连在哪里？
In our innermost heart, where am I connected to?
有的人心的最深处是连在钱上面。
Many of us are connected to money in our innermost heart.
头脑都在想钱，睡觉也在想钱。现在股票有没有涨价？年底是不是今年收了多少的股票涨了多少？
Our whole brain and mind is dedicated to thinking about our money and how much do we make due to the stocks and how much dividends have we received.
所以我们这个心里的最深处就是在显露我们跟神的关系。
So the innermost of our hearts it depicts our relationship with God.
神是什么？
What is God?
道与神同在，道就是神。
The word is God. The word is with God.
所以当我们跟神的话紧紧连在一起的时候，我们就是跟神有扎根了，很亲密的关系。
When we're intimately connected to God, then we are intimately connected to the word of God.
那神的生命力神的恩典就借这个话进到我们内心。
The life and the energy comes from the word of God into our lives.
那我们的生活就会这里讲按时结果。
So in our lives, we will be as stated here, bearing fruit in its season.
那第三节最后说，所做的凡事顺利。
And like in the latter part of verse 3 says, and whatever he does shall prosper.
所以谨守遵行是非常重要。
So to meditate upon the words of God and observe them, it is very important.
那为着要谨守遵行，我们先要爱慕神的话。
In order to observe the words of God, we first need to be delighting in the words of God.
要爱他，你才会去想他。
When we delight upon it, then we can think about it.
我们才愿意花时间。
Then we're willing to spend the time to do it.
我们看诗篇的一百一十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇的一百一十九篇。
Psalms 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalms 119.
九十七节。
Verse 97. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
前面说我何等爱慕你的律法。
Here it says, oh, how I love your law.
下面说我终日不住的思想。
Following that, it is my meditation all the day.
那九十八节开始在讲为什么会爱神的话。
And then from verses 98 onwards, it talks about how and why we need to love the law of God.
九十八节。
Verse 98. You...Through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
所以神的话在我心比仇敌更有智慧。
The words of God exist in my heart and make me wiser than my enemies.
我们的仇敌是谁？
Who are my enemies?
魔鬼。
The devil.
那比仇敌更有智慧， and 我们就可以胜过他。
To be wiser than my enemies means we can overcome him.
魔鬼看不见。
We cannot see the devil.
但是魔鬼可以看到我们。
However, the devil can see us.
魔鬼比我们能力大。
The devil is more powerful than us.
你要怎么胜过他？
How are you going to overcome him?
我们的敌人是看不见的。
We cannot even see our enemies.
但是当我们昼夜在思想神的话，
However, if we meditate on the law of God day and night,
我们就比魔鬼更有智慧。
We will be more wiser than the devil.
我们就可以得胜。
We can be victorious.
所以不认识神的话，很难打赢这场战争。
Without knowing and understanding the words of God, it is very hard for us to win this battle.
很容易上魔鬼的钩。
We will be entrapped by the devil all the time.
我在信仰上失败。
And we will fail in our faith.
因为魔鬼用世界很多不同的方法在引诱我们。
Because Satan is using many different ways in the world to entice us.
我们一旦上钩就完了。
The moment we are enticed, that's the end of it.
好，我们再看98节。
We look at, we turn our attention to 99, verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
老师教学生。
The teachers teach the students.
但是学生会比老师更通达。
But in this case, the students have more understanding than the teachers.
就是更有智慧。
Which means they are more wiser than the teachers.
有什么方法呢？
What is the way to do that?
我思想你的法度。
For your testimonies are my meditation.
所以一个人如果常常想神的话，
So for a person to constantly meditate upon the words of God,
那就是他智慧的来源。
That is the beginning of his wisdom.
他的生活会比他的老师更有智慧。
In his life, he will be filled with more wisdom than his teachers.
好，一百节。
Verse 100, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
这个地方讲，我比年老人更明白。
Here it says, I understand more than the ancients.
我们常常有人听人讲，这个大概是中国人习俗语说我走过的桥比你走过的路还长。
There are many Chinese sayings meaning that I have walked in several bridges that extends longer than the path you have tread.
人生走过一段经历之后，都有某种程度的智慧。
After experiencing many things in life, we become more wiser.
但是这里讲我比老年人更有智慧。
But here it says, I understand more than the ancients, the elderly people.
因为我遵守你的训旨。
Because I keep your precepts.
所以人能够超越老年人经验所累积的智慧，因为他心里充满神的话。
So a younger person can overcome himself and be transcending the ancients in their experiences through the words of God.
所以这个神的话有好多的好处。
The words of God brings us many benefits.
我们了解了，我们就会渴慕，渴慕就会去思想。
The moment we understand them, we will yearn after them, and the moment we yearn for them, we will meditate upon them.
思想了，我们就会可以遵行。
When we meditate upon them, then we can observe them.
这是第一点，我们要昼夜思想神的话。
This is our first point, to meditate upon the words of God day and night.
那在约书亚记第一章的第七节。
And then in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7,
我们再回来看第一章的第七节。
Let us return to Joshua chapter 1, verse 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
说要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。
Here it says, to meditate on the words of God day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
就是我们每一天的生活能够照神的话来生活。
Which means every single day we live it out according to the words of God.
因为如果我们照神的话来生活，神就与我们同在。
For when we live our lives according to God's words, God shall abide with us.
那这就是恩典的开始。
And this is the beginning of all grace.
我们来看生命记
Let us turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
第七节。
Verse 7. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him?
这个地方在讲从第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.
所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民前有聪明有智慧。
Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples.
所以我们谨守遵行，我们的生活就会让人觉得他活得很有智慧。
Therefore, when we are careful to observe the words of God, many people will reckon that this person is a person filled with wisdom and understanding.
第七节
Verse 7.
说那大国有的人有神与他们亲近。
That there's this great nation with God so near it.
因为我们遵守神的道，神就与我们同在。
So the moment we keep the words of God, God shall be abiding with us.
所以遵守神的道确实是生活最大的智慧。
It is true that by observing the words of God, it brings us the greatest wisdom in our lives.
因为照神的话来生活，你一生永远不会后悔。
Because if we observe and live according to the words of God, in our whole lifetime, we shall have no regrets.
我们在年轻的时候，可能世界上我们有我们的理想。
Perhaps we have our great ideals of life when we're young.
那我们一直去追求，一直追求。
We constantly are in pursuit of it.
那因为这个理想太大了，所以追求到最后，我们信仰越来越退步。
Perhaps these ideals are too big for us that one day we realize our faiths are degrading.
那到年纪大的时候，忽然我们信仰就开始回头了。
When we grow a little older, then we realize that our faiths are going back.
那我们再回想说，我们年轻的时候花了这么多的时间，其实追求真的没有什么意义。
Then we reconsider the time that we have spent when we were younger, and then we made a conclusion that all these are meaningless.
但是当我们开始年轻，就懂得守神的道，神就与我们同在。
But when we are young and we're able to keep the words of God and God abides with us,
那我们生活都很有意义。
So our lives will be full of meaning.
不会悔改，不就要后悔。
We don't need to have regrets.
这真的是非常好。
It is truly a good thing.
我们看耶利米书第八章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书的第八章。
The book of Jeremiah chapter 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.Chapter 8, verse 8. How can you say we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, the false pen of the scribe certainly works falsehood. Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have?
这里讲啊，心中弃掉神的话，这个心里面还有什么智慧呢？
So here it says that what wisdom do we have when we discard the words of God?
所以如果我们用另外一套的观念来取代神的话，
So if we use another way, a form of thinking to replace the words of God,
你不管是世界上什么名人，什么哲学家，你用他那一套的观念来过我们的生活。
No matter which kind of philosopher or any ideologies that you use for your life,
圣经说你弃掉神的话还有什么智慧呢？
The moment you throw away the words of God, what wisdom do you have?
为什么这样讲呢？
Why does it say so here?
如果看第七节，
If we look at verse 7,
这里说斑鸠、燕子、白鹤都知道时令。
There says the stork, the turtle dove, they all know they're coming.
到秋天来了，那它就往南飞。
When the fall comes, they know how to fly towards the south.
春天来了，他就往北飞。
When the spring comes, they'll fly towards the north.
这个就是他的智慧。
This is their wisdom.
如果他不知道大自然的法则，
If they don't know the law of nature,
他就死定了。
They will be doomed.
因为冬天来，满地都是雪。
Because when the winter comes, everywhere there will be snow.
那接下去说，我的百姓却不知道神的法则。
And then continually here in verse 7, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
在大自然里面有神的法则。
In the great law of nature, there is the law of God.
那神的法则是什么？
What is the law of God?
就是圣经的话。
Which is the words of the Bible.
你如果照圣经的话去做。
If we do everything according to the words of the Bible,
我们属灵生命就活泼。
We will be vibrant in our life of faith.
恩典就丰盛。
We are full of grace.
如果我们把神的话放在一旁，
If we put the words of God aside,
我自己有我的理念，
I have my own ideals.
这个就是没有智慧。
This is called a person without wisdom.
因为不知道神的法则。
Because he doesn't know the law of God.
有时候在灵性上到最后是死亡。
In the end, in their life of faith, they will come to death.
所以照神的话生活是非常重要。
So observing and living our lives according to God's word is very important.
我们来看耶稣雅记第一章第七节。
Let's turn again to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 7.
约书亚记第一章的第七节。
Joshua, chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7, only be strong and be very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
这里讲要刚强，大大壮胆。
Here it says, only be strong and very courageous.
大大壮胆要做什么？
To be very courageous to do what?
遵守我仆人摩西所吩咐一切的律法。
To observe, to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
下面说不可偏左也不可偏右。
Then it tells us not to defer to the right hand or to the left.
什么叫做偏？
What is the meaning of to meander to the right?
Deviation. 什么叫做偏？
What is the meaning of deviation?
有正才有偏。
There is a straight way, that way you can measure the deviation.
如果没有正，就没有偏。
Without a straight way, you cannot measure any deviation.
所以在这个世界上，你没有办法说谁偏了。
So in this world, you cannot point to a particular person and say they have deviated.
因为世界上一切都是相对的。
Because everything in this world is relative.
你有你的想法，我有我的想法。
You have your thinking and I have my mindsets.
我十年前想法跟我现在想法不一样。
My thinking 10 years ago is different from what I think today.
这个叫做进步。
This is called to progress.
我也不能说我偏了。
I cannot say that I have deviated.
只是说我在成长。
It only can refer to me as improving progress.
所以在这个世俗的世界没有所谓偏这一句话。
So in this secular world, there is no such term as deviation.
一直到我们认识神。
Until the point of time when we come to know God.
神就是正的，真正的神。
God is true, upright, and straight.
昨天、今天、明天，永远一样。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever, He is the same.
神的本性不会改变。
His nature shall not change.
神的旨意不会改变。
His will has never changed.
神的话语不会改变。
His words will never change.
安定在天，直到永远。
It remains in heaven and forever.
既然我们找到一个不会改变的。
Since we have found that which is unchangeable.
不一样叫做偏。
To be different from that is deviation.
因为信仰是绝对的。
Because our faith is absolute.
所以我们的信仰不可以偏左，也不可以偏右。
So our faith cannot deviate to the left or to the right.
首先我们要先认识那个绝对的。
First we have to come to know of that absolute one.
我们才知道自己有没有偏。
Then we can judge whether we have deviated or not.
我们一般在慕道班里面，我们都会学习两件事情，然后才决定要不要受洗。
Usually we will study two things in our truth-seeking class before we decide whether or not we want to get baptized.
第一个，十大信条。
First, the Ten Articles of Faith.
第二个十条诫命。
Secondly, the Ten Commandments.
所以一般要接受洗礼大概二十个礼拜，因为一个礼拜学习一条。
So perhaps a person shall go through 20 weeks of studying, in order to resolve to get baptized.
那十大信条从哪里来？
And where does the Ten Articles of Faith come from?
你圣经翻翻看哪里有十大信条？
Where is the Ten Articles found in the Bible?
在以弗所书里面。
In the book of Ephesians.
第四章有提到七个一。
In chapter 4, it mentions of seven ones.
第一个一就是身体只有一个。
The first one is one body.
那再来，圣灵只有一个。
And one spirit.
再来，你蒙召同有一个指望。
And you are in, called by one calling.
再来，一主一信一喜一神。
And one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这个七个一把它解释更清楚，就是十大信条。
And to explain deeply these seven ones, it is our ten articles of faith.
所以这个是有圣经根据的。
These are based from the Bible.
那这个叫做共信之道。
And this is the common belief that we hold.
是从神启示当时保罗的，记在圣经的。
Revealed from God to Paul at that time in the Bible.
所以我们现在不可以偏，就是说不可以偏离神启示的真道。
So today we shall not and cannot deviate from the law of God prescribed in the Bible.
那神就会与我们同在。
Then God shall be with us.
我们就会蒙福。
We will be blessed.
那偏了叫做信仰不存。
Once we have deviated, this means that our faith is no longer pure.
保罗在哥林多后书做这个叫做一个童女不纯真呢。
In 2 Corinthians, it is referred by Paul, such a faith is like a no longer pure virgin. Because the bride is preaching another Jesus.
另外一个圣灵。
Another spirit.
这个叫做偏，这个叫做不纯。
This is not pure and it has deviated.
所以不可以偏。
Therefore, we cannot deviate from the truth.
这样神才会跟我们同在。
Only then can God abide with us.
那第二个就是十条诫命。
Secondly, we study the Ten Commandments.
十条诫命是道德的基础。
The second commandment is our basis of morality.
那十条诫命，主耶稣再把它提升。
And the Lord has elevated the Ten Commandments.
进到我们内心的层面。
To enter into the realm of our hearts.
如果大家都遵守十条诫命
，If everyone keeps the Ten Commandments,
社会太平。
We will have peace in our society.
如果大家都遵守主耶稣再提高的这个标准
，If everyone is able to keep this higher elevated level of the Ten Commandments,
我们就真的成圣了。
Then we are truly sanctified.
那主耶稣把这个怎么提升
？Then how did the Lord Jesus elevate?
不可以恨人。
You cannot hate others.
不止不可以杀人。
You not only cannot murder others, you cannot hate others.
恨人就是杀人。
Hating others is murdering.
如果没有恨，人跟人关系是非常好的。
If we don't have hate in our hearts, we will have good relationships with everyone.
所以恨是我们跟神信仰当中的一个最大的障碍。
So hatred is one of the biggest obstacles that we have with our relationship with God.
再来
，Next，
不可以有淫念。
We cannot have adulterous motives.
那为什么不可以有淫念？所以不可以看色情的电影。
In order not to have adulterous motives, we cannot see those pornographic materials.
看那个电影又会妨碍我们的灵性。
Pornographic movies will be able to obstruct our faith.
或者去看那个色情的网站。
Or to see pornographic internet sites.
你如果没有淫念，你看那个做什么
？If we don't have ulterior adulterous motives, why do we need to turn to such websites?
那如果有淫念，已经犯了罪了。
And the moment we have this adulterous motives, we have already sinned.
十诫是不好守的。
It is hard to keep the Ten Commandments.
再来，不可以贪心。
Next, we cannot be covetous.
这个也很难。
This is also hard.
那如果我们能够提升，我们就成圣了。
The moment we can elevate ourselves, we are sanctified.
所以不可以偏。
Therefore, we cannot deviate ourselves.
所以那在圣经里面，我们看到人会偏了，有两个重要原因。
But there are two reasons why people deviate from the truth in the Bible.
第一个原因就是文化。
First is due to culture.
我们有时间没有办法翻圣经了。
We have time, but we don't have the strength to turn to the Bible.
没有时间了。
We don't have the time.
所以没有办法翻圣经。
We cannot turn to the Bible.
摩西一直吩咐以色列百姓。
Moses have constantly instructed the Israelites.
这个七族人他们的文化你不可以跟啊。
You cannot follow the cultures of the seven tribes.
更进一步，这个七族人全部都要赶出去。
Taking a step forward, you have to annihilate all these seven tribes.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为它会让你的这个敬拜神的文化受影响。
Because they will greatly influence the culture of your worship to God.
那主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
And the Lord Jesus asks us not to depart from the world.
要住在世界。
We have to live in this world.
但是世界有世界的文化。
But the world consists of its own cultures.
但是说，因为我讲的道，你们已经成圣了。
But because of the word that I proclaim to you, you have been sanctified.
所以常常要接受神的话。
Therefore, we have to constantly receive the words of God.
用神的话来过滤我们外在的文化的影响。
Using the word of God, we shall filter all those cultures that are secular.
这样我们才不会偏。
In this way, we do not deviate from the truth.
你看，现在基督教界普遍都接受同性恋，这个叫做偏。
You see that this is a general acceptance by all the Christian churches of gays and lesbians.
因为文化在改变。
Because culture is changing them.
这是第一个，为什么会偏
？This is one of the reasons why a person will deviate.
第二个偏的原因就是自信。
The second deviation is due to a person's self-confidence.
圣经里面讲，你轻高气傲，你就会有自信。
The Bible says, if you are boastful and proud, you will have some self-confidence.
当一个人有成就的时候，就会有自信。
When a person has so much achievements, he will have self-confidence.
那自信是外面讲的话。
Self-confidence is a general term.
回到圣经的话，叫做骄傲。
But in the Bible, this term is called being proud.
因为对自己有信心。
Because you have self-confidence to yourself.
那人就会常常用自己的意见来取代神。
So a person will use his own personal opinions to replace God.
那这样就会偏了。
In this way, we will deviate.
所以我们要遵守神的话，不偏左右。
So we need to observe the laws of God and not deviate to the left or right.
那神就与我们同在。
Then the Lord shall abide with us.
这个就最重要一句话。
This is the most important word of all.
神与我们同在。
God abiding with us.
那我们就会凡事顺利。
Then in all our ways we shall prosper.
我们看哥林历代志下十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志下十一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 11.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十一章十七节。
Chapter 11, verse 17. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong for 3 years, because they walked in the way of David and Solomon for 3 years.
这里讲罗波安强盛三年。
Here it says Rehoboam was strong for 3 years.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们三年遵行大卫跟所罗门的道。
Because they walked in the way of David and Solomon for 3 years.
那大卫跟所罗门道是什么
？What is the way of David and Solomon？
就是我们刚刚所念的。
Which is what we have read just now.
要遵行神的话。
To observe the law of God.
不偏左右。
Not to deviate to the left hand or right.
这个是大卫吩咐所罗门的。
These are the instructions from David to Solomon before his death.
那这样你就会凡事顺利，神就会祝福你。
In this way, you will prosper in all your ways, and God will bless you.
那罗伯安他做了三年，真的有这样体验。
Rehoboam experienced this strength for 3 years after observing them.
那为什么会讲三年呢？
Why is it 3 years?
因为很可能第四年他不做了。
Because in perhaps on the fourth year he wasn't observing the law.
那不做了，神就没有跟他同在。
Once he did not observe the law, God was not with him.
那他就开始衰落了。
And then he started to weaken.
所以亨通与顺利之道是什么？
So what is the way to prosperity and success?
昼夜思想神的话。
Meditating upon the law of God day and night.
谨守遵行。
Be careful and observe the law.
不偏左右。
Do not deviate to the left or right.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
309首
Hymn 309